A downstate Democrat is trying to reinvigorate a plan to create a publicly funded single-payer health care system in New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, State Assemblyman Richard Gottfried is getting the ball rolling with a series of legislative hearings, the first in Syracuse.
The Manhattan Democrat says getting rid of insurance companies and putting the state in charge of health care would save consumers $20 billion a year. By eliminating insurance company overhead and the administrative costs doctors and hospitals incur when they deal with insurance companies. At the hearing, Gottfried said the time to move is now because the Affordable Health Care Act has proven that an insurance company-based health care system doesn't work.
Our goal in these hearings is to help organize and demonstrate broad support for the New York Health Act, so that we can bring this bill to the floor of the Assembly and get it passed in the Assembly in the 2015 session.
Union members, health care providers, and local officials testified that the health care system is increasingly too expensive for the average family. Among them, Dr. Robert Ostrander from Yates County, representing the New York State Academy of Family Physicians.
It'll make things simple. It'll put the doctor-patient relationship in front and let us focus on health care instead of managing all this administrative stuff we have to manage right now.
Gottfried says the plan would be funded through a broad-based assessment on payrolls and taxes on non-payroll income. Even if the legislation passes the Assembly, it could have difficulties making it through the Republican-controlled state Senate. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.